Why do you think he's a good actor? He was speaking from his heart. I mean, the guy lives in Seagate. Didn't you hear what he said? I mean, you know, I mean, they suffered a lot of losses. I mean, they were talking about, you know, people lost houses. They have no place to live. They lost all their property. And people lost things that are so expensive. I mean, can you imagine if you had a photograph of a special moment and now it's gone? I mean, imagine you had pictures of your grandparents or your great-grandparents and everything like that, and it's all gone. You understand? Can you imagine how many forum? I mean, I saw pictures in some Jewish newspapers that showed some houses, and they were taken out sforim because they were all soaked and ruined, and they got devastated. I saw a picture of a shul in Bayswater that had the Aron HaKodesh, like, mamash, like, was knocked over and fell apart. Baruch Hashem, they managed to save most of the Sefer Torahs, and I saw a picture that somebody showed, they had a thing that they were spreading out the Sefer Torahs to dry out, you know. I mean, how could you talk the way you are?
You mean, yeah, you really think he's serious? I mean, you know, like, I mean, come on, let's be realistic.
Realistic about what?
Come on, be realistic. I mean, of course I feel bad. I mean, of course I feel bad for everybody across the world, well, wherever they were hurt by a hurricane, and Hurricane Sandy, or Hurricane Mandy, I don't care what hurricane it was, of course it did devastation. Of course I feel bad, but the only problem is, you know, I mean, you know, of course our tatties will probably give money or something like that if they make a toy campaign for them. Sure, I'll give up a toy or two here and there. Sure, you know. I mean, after all, we once learned about being Mavata, right? So if I have a toy and I like it, I could give it up. It's not a problem. But what I'm saying is, like, I mean, it's pretty hard. I could feel bad, you know, like, but then a few moments later, my feelings are going to go, okay, so what happened? You know, I mean, you know, like, I can't feel what that guy feels. I mean, he's that way. I mean, can you imagine when some people go over to other people and they say, oh, don't feel so bad. I know how you feel. No, they don't know how I feel. And they're right, because how could I know how they feel?
People in they keep Torah very well, and you know, they are 100% nice be'er im chaveira.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you're gonna try to tell me they carry the yoke of suffering that his friend has, okay? Come on, you know, like, Baruch Hashem, I'm very thankful to Hashem that the hurricane didn't do much damage except give a lot of rain to where we live, you know. I'm very thankful, Baruch Hashem, I have my house. I'm very thankful, Baruch Hashem, I have my clothing. Now, I feel bad for those guys, but I don't know how to feel it in my heart. I just can't do that, you understand? You know, like, imagine, Rav gets up a campaign for yeshiva. You know what happens?
Yeah, I know. He starts shouting, and then people say they're gonna give this money, and then it could take a year in a mitvach. I mean, like, it could take a year or two. You know, it sounds better when you say it in Yiddish, you know, a year in a mitvach, you know. It's a combination of English and Yiddish, like English, whatever. But anyways, the point is, you know, yeah, I know what you're saying, that people forget. But we gotta work on ourselves, because that's what the mitzvah is.
Well, what do you mean? How can you work on yourself?
Hey, don't ask me. I'm not an expert, I'm just a kid, you know.
Yeah, I know. So am I. But I don't understand how we supposed to do the mitzvah of Noisei Be'ol Im Chaveirai, right? How can we do this? How can we feel it?
Well, I don't know. Hey, you remember the story? I think it was Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Once there was a guest that came into his house. You know what I mean? And a guest came into his house. Did you remember?
How should I remember? I wasn't there at the time, Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
No, the Rebbe once told this story. You know, this guy came into Rabbi Akiva Eiger and is this poor guest and everything. And he was like a little nervous on the nervous side. And then when he was, you know, like making kiddush or something, he drank the wine, he by accident spilled the cup of wine on his suit, whatever, you know, and on his clothing, he was so embarrassed. People were looking at him, and all of a sudden, without warning, Rabbi Akiva Eiger tilted his cup of wine and spilt on him. Now, hey, nobody's going to laugh at Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? So, therefore, the guest didn't feel so embarrassed. So, therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eiger was Isaac, you know, he was busy doing a mitzvah, Noisei Be'ol Im Chaveirai. You understand? So, that's an example.
Yeah, but that was something a spur of the moment. But then again, I'm not Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and neither are you. You know, I mean, to be able to read such a madrigal, you gotta be a super-duper guy, you know? I mean, still a kid, you know? I don't know if Rabbi Akiva Eiger was like that when he was a little kid, you know? I'm sure he had to work on it.
So then we gotta work on it.
Yeah, but
Hey, I got an idea.
Yeah, what?
Hey,
you're stuttering again. Calm your nerves. Relax yourself.
Hey, just relax. I'll get my thoughts together. You know, you should be a nice im chavere. You should think about it. What happens if you were nervous? Would you do what I do and stutter like that?
You know, I never thought about that. Anyways, what do you want to tell me?
Well, I was thinking, I heard that your Zaidi is by your house for Shabbos. Is that true?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, what about it?
Hey, how about after the Suda, and when I come over to you, we always, sometimes you come to me, sometimes I go to you, and, you know, we chaz a little bit, and then we play a little bit. How about if we, kind of ask your Zaidi, if he could teach us how to be a nice b'oil im chaveri? What do you say?
Oh, that's a good idea, Schleims. I like that idea. I think we're going to do that. Oh, I love that idea.
And so, sure enough, as the day was moving on, they were at home, meaning that Schleims were at his home, and Yossi was at his home, and his Zaidi was there. And they were singing Zemirais as they were eating Suda. Actually, I should say, they ate part of the Suda, and in between the courses of the Suda, obviously they sang Zemirais and said some Divrei Torah, right? So, you know, they were sitting and singing Zemirais, and the grandfather was singing an Alta Niggin that he knew from way back when.
Hey, I'm Shemichim and me, Kalyumim. Come on, Yashala, sing along.
That was Givaldic.
So, let me ask you something,
While we're waiting for the children to come out with a nice heise kigel.
So tell me, mitakit kishke oichet, you know I live good kishke. Tell me, Yosele, you're going to your friend's house today?
Oh, actually, it's his turn to come to my house.
Really? Wasn't he here last week? I think it's your turn to go to his house.
Well, we mixed up, but I already made up that he's going to come here.
The way you said that, I have some funny feeling that,
So, Zaidi, when we learn today, since you're here for Shabbos, I mean, if we have any kashios, you know, I mean, you know, would you be around, or you're going to take a nap? I mean, you're going to take a nap right away, or what?
No, I after Suda, I'm going to learn a little bit, and then I'm going to take my nap, you know. Baruch Hashem, I'll take a nap after, you know, there's plenty of time. But I need to sleep 24 hours a day. No, I don't have to. So, what's the problem?